You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So first up on the show today, we have a rundown about WWF's initiative to save the endangered Maui dolphin. The World Wildlife Foundation have started a campaign to fundraise to save the Maui dolphin, which only have 63 of their species left. I spoke to David Tong from the World Wildlife Foundation about the campaign.
WWF New Zealand is fundraising for our work to save New Zealand's critically endangered Maui dolphin. These are the rarest marine dolphins in the world. There are only, according to the Department of Conservation, 63 adult Maui dolphins left alive today. So we're challenging people to go out and do 63 of a thing, whether it's 63 press-ups like Green MP Gareth Hughes, or running 63 kilometres a week like actress Anna Hutchison, or for me, cycling 63 k's a day for a week. Whatever your challenge is, we're challenging you to do 63 of a thing and fundraise for our crucial work to protect one of New Zealand's most critically endangered and beautiful species.
So it sounds like a great initiative. What's the overall goal? What have you guys set your sights on?
I think we're aiming for around 30,000 raised, but our goal really isn't just to fundraise. It's to raise awareness and it's to win the campaign. We don't want to just raise money. We want to build New Zealanders' drive and commitment to these beautiful animals. We're hoping to push government into ending set netting and conventional trawling through their whole habitat so they have a chance to recover.
Is this how it's gotten to this state with the Maui dolphin, with fishnet trawling?
Scientific advice we've received is that over 95% of the Maui dolphin deaths that involve humans are from these two kinds of fishing, conventional trawling and set netting. So we're worried about all those other risky marine activities like offshore mining and seismic blasting for oil exploration. But the biggest threat, and the threat we're focusing on first, is fishing through conventional trawling and set netting.
How long does this campaign run for?
We're running this campaign until mid-July. We don't have a fixed cut-off date yet, but we're going to see exactly how much energy New Zealanders have to keep it on going. And then, of course, we're going to keep on working until the job's done.
Have you got the response so far you expected?
To be honest, we haven't got the response from government we expected. In the past, government has claimed that they can't afford to take action. But we've released a report from BERL, Business Economic Research Limited, in May this year, which showed that this would cost only $26 million, which is 1/30th of 1% of the government's annual budget. So it's a really, really small figure in government terms, and something they could totally do to save one of New Zealand's most critically endangered the most critically endangered dolphin in the world. The government, however, has come back with a flat refusal. They're refusing to take action and maintaining, even at the UN Ocean Conference last week, that current measures are enough. That's just not true. Current measures aren't enough. These dolphins are still in danger.
So how can people get involved, and can anyone get involved, or do you need to be sort of a business owner? Or
absolutely. Anyone can get involved. You can go to our website, wwf.org.nz, or to mauidolphin.org.nz and sign on through the challenge page. Take on your own challenge, be it running 63Ks, probably not at once, or doing whatever else you want to do.
Can you sponsor people through that page as well?
Absolutely. So you can sponsor friends doing it, or celebrities or prominent New Zealanders you want to support.
The artist known as Phlox from Auckland is getting involved in the challenge too. I spoke to her a bit this morning about the piece of art she's putting forward to be auctioned off with all the proceeds going towards the challenge.
It's really great to be part of this Maui Dolphin Challenge because, you know, it's great to get involved in these things and to raise money, use your passion for what, you know, for the greater good. So the piece that I've put in, or it's an artwork, and it's a piece that incorporates the Maui Dolphin itself. So it was actually a photo of a big wall that I painted down in Napier back in March as part of the Sea Walls Festival. So yeah, it was a perfect fit actually. So it was great to be involved and great to have something that was so appropriate. I mean, God, the Maui dolphin is, you know, I think it's one of the rarest dolphins in the world. So, and it's native to New Zealand. So I mean, it's a pretty big deal, and you know, it's quite a dire state of affairs really. You know, just like what's happening with our New Zealand birds here, I think, you know, if you can get behind it and you can raise awareness about such an important cause, then, you know, get in there and do it, because, you know, far out, these guys aren't going to be around for much longer if we don't get that help.
So if anyone does want to place a bid on this wonderful piece of art, where can they head to do so?
they can head to, they can just go through my flock's Facebook page actually and find the link through there.
Businesses around Auckland are getting involved as well. Dare Jervois and Herne Bay are running their challenge for 63 days, with a specialty of which all the proceeds go towards the Maui Dolphin. I chatted to Teresa, the owner of the cafe, about why she cares about this issue.
So we're giving all the profits of the sales of our unicorn white hot chocolate for 63 days to the Maui Dolphin Challenge. And it's 63 because there's 63 Maui dolphins left. So this is a white hot chocolate. It's got a marshmallow twist for a unicorn horn, and it's got marshmallows and sprinkles. It's really nice, actually. It's not too sweet. And I thought mainly kids would order this, but it's been really popular with adults too. So it's been a huge success. So my daughter is really into dolphins and whales. She wants to be a marine biologist when she grows up. So I've sort of learned a lot from her about it. So when the Maui Dolphin Challenge got in contact to ask us to help, we didn't hesitate. I think the New Zealand government need to support fishermen in this to help them move to safer methods. And so more of also of the Maui dolphins habitat needs to be protected from this. We try, as you hear voice, we try and do our bit to help. We help the SPCA and other organisations too. So we're always happy to help when we can, yeah.
Grayland Staple, Ripe Deli are getting on board the cause as well with their special worm juice. I had a chat to Gemma this morning from the cafe about taking part in the challenge.
Well, what we're doing is we have a massive worm farm here at Ripe down in our garden. So we've got about 20 bins. So that takes all our food waste, and then the worms eat all the waste and what was living, and they convert it to this plant conditioner, which is amazing for your garden. So we bottle it up in all our old milk bottles and we give it to customers for a donation only. And all the donations that we get from the worm juice is, we're asking for $4, is being donated to the Maui Dolphins. WWF, they contacted us and said, you know, they've got a page that you can go to on Facebook or their homepage, and they've got like lots of different ideas of how you can contribute to this great cause. So we have been doing this worm juice for years, and previously we donated it to the blind dogs. So we just thought that we'll just kind of donate everything to the Maui Dolphins this time. And so if anyone wants to get involved, they can just go to their homepage and have a look. And they're also like urging people to write letters to the Prime Minister and stuff just to help get a genuine sanctuary for them. There's only 63 left, which is so sad. And that's a dolphin that's native to New Zealand. And we don't want to, it's such a beautiful animal that we wouldn't want to lose it. So if we all get on board, we can definitely help in some way. And it's important for New Zealand, really.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.